When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. Every Thursday, 7:45, we do what we call a Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. And it's really been a lot of fun getting to know the business owners and the movers and shakers and the leaders in our community in Coast Guard City, USA. Today, we say hello to Claire Dikema of Harborview Eye Care. Do boys still make passes at girls that wear glasses?
Oh, definitely.
I've been waiting to say that to you all morning.
Definitely still happens, especially on our beaches here with cute sunglasses. I think we all know that happens.
It does happen. It's so interesting to see how much, you know, eye care and glasses and everything in between has changed so much. You're an optometrist, so you've seen it all.
I have. I've been practicing for about 8 years now, and I'm like finally getting to that age where I'm like realizing I need to check in with what's in because I just don't automatically know anymore.
So what's in glasses? What's in?
Oh, it's still bold. Bold is still definitely in.
Okay.
And a lot of the round shapes, you know, for the longest time, it was all the rectangles,
okay.
The rounds.
Like the little John Lennon glasses, like those?
Yep, a little bigger.
Oh, a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an episode of Designing Women yesterday, and one of the Sugar Baker sisters, this is way over, I'm old. One of the Sugar Baker sisters, it was in the late 80s. She had the biggest 80s glass. They were nasty. And then like the side, I just thought, oh my goodness, how could she wear those? But that was what was in style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have we become better at recognizing someone who may need glasses? I know kids get tested in school and whatnot, but have we gotten better in eye care where maybe someone can wear glasses for maybe 3-4 years and then their eyes automatically get better? Does that happen anymore?
Not necessarily,
really, okay.
But I do think we're getting better at like finding children, you know, who might be held back in school,
okay.
Because they didn't get their eyes tested early enough or something like
that. Okay, something like that.
Yeah, I would say that's improving a lot.
My daughter had a lazy eye,
mm-hmm.
and so she had to wear corrective glasses. And it took care of itself. Is that still common these days?
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah, and that's one of the main things they look for at school screenings to see if there's like one eye that doesn't function, you know, because the kid can see, but
right.
Just, you know, half, you know, as much as maybe we would like them to.
I feel like I see a lot of people wearing glasses as opposed to contacts. Is that a thing now?
Contacts are still very, very prevalent.
Okay.
But I do think there's more people who are interested in glasses right now.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And you've got all kinds of different frames. What kind of eye care services do you offer at Harborview Eye Care?
So, I mean, we do regular family eye care, like, you know, just vision exams for the whole family. And then we also do just like more emergency red eye, or I've seen some interesting things like a fish hook in the eye.
Oh.
And just you get some people who come off right off the boats and just
stop.
Walk right downtown. And
no.
It's always interesting.
Isn't that something? And, you know, if you ever have like pink eye or a sty in your eye, you're not supposed to touch it. And that's the first thing that we do. It's terrible.
True.
It's the first thing. And you know, sunglasses. I would love to have a pair of prescription sunglasses because I do spend a lot of time outside and at the beach. And when I'm reading, that's become more of a thing now too.
It is. And it's funny too, because, you know, in my cheap college years, I was always like, I don't want to spend the money on prescription sunglasses. I'll just lose them. But once you do, you take care of those things and they are very helpful.
I believe it.
They are.
What do you think about, I'll be honest with you. I do have a pair of prescription readers in my purse right now. These I just picked up at a store. And I'm wondering, you know, and sometimes they give me a headache. It's probably better to wear the prescription ones.
They're just more catered to you.
That's just it. Okay.
Yeah. Less of a one size fits all and more of a custom fit.
I love it. What are we going to see for fall with frames besides things becoming a little bit more rounder? What do you think? Are colors changing?
Oh, that's a great question. And I don't know that I have a good answer, but I'm going to go look into it after this.
Do people glasses are like an accessory. So if I were wearing all black, I'd switch these out with a dark blue or something. People do that too. They have several pairs of glasses and they switch them out.
Oh yeah, they definitely
all
do.
That kind of stuff. So when you have a patient come in, you do an eye exam and maybe you see something that
maybe your office doesn't cover, would you refer them to an ophthalmologist?
Oh, definitely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What do you love about your job the most?
Well, so I've been at this location downtown for like about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was like coming home because it's the office that I went to as a child. So
oh,
there's
amazing.
A lot of sentimental attachment there.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I really enjoy about my job. And I also love that it's, you know, a very professional clinical atmosphere, but there's just a little bit of lighthearted fun when you walk out, you know, front and there's someone shirtless playing cornhole in the first block right now. It's just a very festive atmosphere at the same time as, you know, professional life.
I love it. And that kind of makes for a better work day, too. You know, that's kind of how I feel. You see our view right now. I see so much that goes on along the boardwalk. There are some days where I'm here and I'm like, am I even working? How does anybody get anything done in this town? This is too much fun. So if you do see somebody playing cornhole, and that is due to the Downtown Development Authority and, of course, a Grand Haven Main Street. How is, you know, being involved with Grand Haven Main Street a positive thing for your business?
Oh, it is in a lot of ways. I mean, it's a great community as the downtown businesses go. And I mean, we're a little bit different because we're less retail.
Sure.
We do have, you know, a retail base with the glasses and the sunglasses. But it's just a great community of people down there. And it's fun just getting some of the foot traffic that you might not normally get just as a standalone office, you know, when you're on a full block of other businesses.
Right, right. Oh, I would imagine you're going to, 350,000 plus people during Coast Guard. I would imagine there are people that walk in and say, yeah, I sat on my glasses. Can you fix the arm? I bet you get that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It definitely happens.
And you're willing to do that and you guys can fix something for somebody on the spot? And
yes.
That's nice.
Most cases.
Sure, sure. And I would imagine a lot of people lose sunglasses during Coast Guard Festival, too.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Definitely.
I love it.
All
well, I'm going to have to come visit you and take a look at some of your frames here. I see that you also have a Hudsonville office, but the Grand Haven office is on Washington.
Correct.
And that is where you're at. How many people do you have on your staff?
So there's myself, and then there's Brian, who is our optician and office manager, and he's the extra special expert at fixing glasses and frames and all that. And then we have three other staff members who help with like working up patients, answering calls, ordering glasses and contacts, that type of thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Harborview Eye Care on Washington. Thank you so much for being here, Claire Dikema. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight on 92.1 WGHN.